Praise be to Allah, and may Allah raise the rank of our Master Muhammad and protect his Muslim nation from that which he fears for them. I ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to grant us the sincere intentions. Prophet Muhammad, the last of many prophets. Allah, God, made many men prophets and messengers to the rest of mankind. Muslims believe in all the prophets and their messages. All of them taught one single religion, Islam. All of them taught us to worship and submit to Allah alone. They taught us the good things we must do. They warned us against the bad things we must not do. They all taught that after death there will be paradise for some and hellfire for others. They taught because Allah, our Creator, revealed to them the truth of matters and ordered them to teach it. Allah is the Creator of everything, knew everything eternally, and has power over all of His creation. Hence, He reveals some of what He knows to whomever He wills. Only prophets and messengers receive the revelation from Allah. First, all humans were Muslim during the time of the first three prophets, Adam, Sheth, and Idris. All the humans stayed Muslim, believing in and worshipping Allah alone, whom we do not see in this life. They believed that Allah is the creator of everything and is greater than and unlike all of His creation. All these humans will go to paradise. After the death of Prophet Idris, blasphemy occurred among humans. The devil whispered to them to make statues, then later to worship those statues. By worshipping other than our creator, the people became blasphemers. Then Allah made Prophet Nuh a messenger. Prophet Nuh was the first prophet calling blasphemous people back to Islam. Prophet Nuh never worshipped the idols. He called the people to Islam for a long time, but only a little more than 80 believed in him. Allah ordered him to build an ark. The believers and pairs of animals entered the ark. Then Allah made a great flood that killed all who were not in the ark. After the waters of the heaven and earth subsided, only believers lived on the earth. However, after some time, people began to blaspheme again. Later, Allah made Prophet Ibrahim a messenger. Again, the people were worshipping idols. Prophet Abraham called them to give up idol worshipping and be Muslim. Prophet Abraham had two sons who were also prophets, Prophet Ismail and Prophet Ishaq, Isaac. Prophet Ismail lived in Mecca. Prophet Ibrahim would come to Mecca to visit his son. Therein, together they rebuilt the Kaaba, which had been first built by Prophet Adam, but came apart during the Great Flood. It was the first house of worship. Prophet Ishaq lived in the Palestine area, and many more prophets came from his children. From Ishaq came many prophets including Jacob, Yaqub, Joseph, Yusuf, Moses, Musa, and Jesus, Isa. Some of the prophets before Prophet Muhammad received books from Allah, such as Moses and Jesus. However, after these prophets had left their people, changes by people were made to some of the revealed books. From the line of Prophet Ismail, Allah made Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a messenger. Allah gave him the Quran. Allah sent this book to our Prophet through his angel Jibreel, peace be upon him. Allah made Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the last prophet and messenger to both humans and jinn, about whom all the prophets before him had spoken to their people. The Quran is unique. No one will ever be able to change it. Allah Himself has promised to protect it. This is a promise Allah did not make concerning the previous books. The life of the messenger of Allah. Rasul means messenger. So Rasulullah means the messenger of Allah. Each of Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and many others were called Rasulullah. However, in this series, Rasulullah refers to our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah was Allah's last messenger and prophet. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practiced what he taught. He was the best of all people, an ideal man, and a model human being. He showed Muslims how to live the teachings of the Quran. His example is called the Sunnah. His Sunnah is recorded in his companions' reports of his sayings and actions. These reports are called hadith. The hadith are collected in many books. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Muslim all his life, like all the other prophets before him. Rasulullah was born in Mecca and stayed there until he was 53. Most of the people of Mecca were worshipping idols. When he was 40 years old, Allah sent Muhammad revelation and made him his prophet. Rasulullah taught and called to Islam in Mecca for 13 years. Some Meccans accepted Islam, but most Meccans opposed, mocked, and hurt Rasulullah at first. The Prophet did not fight back. Instead, he was patient and asked Allah to guide the disbelievers. Then Allah ordered the Prophet and the other Muslims to move to Medina, a city north of Mecca. The Prophet lived in Medina for 10 years until his death. After moving to Medina, the Arabs became Muslim in large numbers, to the extent that most people in the Arabian Peninsula became Muslim before Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam died. Rasulullah lived for 63 years. We love Allah the most, our Creator, and we worship Him only. Of the creations of Allah, we love Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than ourselves, more than our parents, and more, much more than any other creation. The story of the year of the elephant. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in Mecca in the year when Abraha the Abyssinian came to destroy the Kaaba. Instead, Allah destroyed him and his army. At that time in Mecca, the people named years by major events. Therefore, it is said that the Prophet was born in the year of the elephant. Abraha was a ruler in Yemen, ruling on behalf of the Abyssinian king. And Abraha had a blasphemous belief. When he found that the Arabs' hearts were still attached to the Kaaba, he set out with his army to destroy it. They brought a big elephant. When the army came close to Mecca, Abraha ordered his troops to attack the livestock. They took some of Abdul Muttalib's camels. Abdul Muttalib ibn Hashim was one of the leaders of Mecca and the grandfather of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As most of the people in Mecca, he was from a tribe called Quraysh. The king sent one of his soldiers to Mecca where he met with Abdul Muttalib. The soldier said, "The king has sent me to tell you that he did not come here to fight you unless you fight him first. Rather, he came to destroy this house," meaning the Kaaba. "Then he will leave you." Abdul Muttalib said, "We do not have the ability to fight him. We will not try to confront him." The messenger of Abraha came back with Abdul Muttalib to Abraha. When Abdul Muttalib entered the king's chambers, the king praised and honored him. Then he told the translator, "Ask him about his need from the king." The translator asked, and Abdul Muttalib replied, "My need is for the 200 camels that were taken from me during the attack to be given back to me." Abraha told his translator, "Tell him, when I first saw you, I was impressed, but now I do not think of you highly. I came to destroy something you considered holy in your religion, and you do not discuss that with me. Rather, you talk about the camels that were taken." Abdul Muttalib replied, "I am the Lord," which means owner, "of the camels. As for this house that is the Kaaba, it has a Lord who will protect it." Abraha then returned his camels to him. Fearing that the army would harm people on its way to Mecca, Abdul Muttalib instructed Quraysh to disperse in the mountains. They obeyed him. Then Abraha directed his army towards Mecca with the big elephant in the front. However, the elephant refused to move despite the beating and orders given to it. To their surprise, when they directed it towards Yemen and Asham areas, it ran quickly without delay. Then Allah sent birds from the direction of the sea in small groups. Each bird had three stones, two in its feet and one in its beak. Each stone was bigger than the size of a lentil, but smaller than the size of a chickpea, and on each was written the name of one of Abraha's soldiers. The stone would fall on the named soldier, enter from his head, and leave from his bottom, killing him. Thus, Abraha's army was destroyed and did not enter into the holy mosque of Mecca. It was said that there were 60,000 soldiers. none of them returned except for a small group with their commander, who told their story, then he died. Abraha became very sick, his body fell apart, small piece by small piece. He did not die until his heart came out of his chest. The birth of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in Mecca. Mecca is in the Arabian Peninsula in Asia. The name of Prophet Muhammad's mother is Amina. His father's name is Abdullah. They were a very beautiful couple. Abdullah was the son of Abdul Muttalib, that leader in Mecca. The story about the father of Prophet Muhammad is very interesting. At the time when Abdullah was born, most of the people of Mecca were in a terrible state of worshipping idols. They believed that Allah was only one of many gods. The people of Mecca made many statues and worshipped them unrightfully. They believed that the Kaaba was a special house, but they put their ugly idols around the Kaaba. The people used fortune-telling arrows in order to make decisions and went to fortune-telling people for advice. People came from all around to visit the Kaaba and worship the idols. They claimed to be making Hajj, pilgrimage, but what they called Hajj was changed from the Hajj performed by Prophet Ibrahim before them. They went around the Kaaba naked while clapping and whistling. The Meccans got wealthy from the spending of the tribes who came to their city to worship unrightfully. Abdul Muttalib wanted a lot of sons and made a vow that if Allah gave him 10 sons, he would sacrifice one of these sons at the Kaaba. Of course, this is not a right thing to vow. Allah did give him 10 sons. The 10th son was Abdullah, who would become the father of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdul Muttalib especially loved his 10th son. To decide on which son to kill, he used fortune-telling arrows. Abdullah was the name that came up. The relatives really did not want Abdullah killed. So Abdul Muttalib went to a female fortune-teller and asked how to get out of his vow. She said to put up 10 camels, draw, and see if the arrows said the camels or his son. If they said his son, keep on adding 10 camels and drawing until the arrows said the camels. They did so, and the arrows did not say the camels until 100 camels were put up. As a result, Abdul Muttalib slaughtered 100 camels instead of his son, the future father of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Of course, this is not the right way to decide on matters, but this is what happened. Abdullah grew up and married Amina. After being newly married, Abdullah went on a trip to Medina, which was called Yathrib at that time. During this trip, Abdullah died, leaving Amina a widow and pregnant with his child. Abdullah was 25 when he died. Therefore, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born as an orphan in Mecca. Abdullah left 5 camels, some goats, and a female slave called Barakah, also known as Ayman. Amina believed that her son was special. She said that she did not feel his weight when she was pregnant, and that a great light came out of her when he was born. Abdul Muttalib gave him the name Muhammad, which means the one praised by many for his numerous good attributes. Muhammad was not a common name at that time. The nursing of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First, Amina nursed her son for a short time. Then another woman nursed him. However, Lady Halima was the main nursing mother of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In those days in Mecca, women wanted their children nursed by Bedouins who lived outside of the city. They believed that their children would be healthier by being raised in the desert. Amina wanted her son to have a good start. Therefore, she too desired to have him nursed outside Mecca. The following is told by the nursing mother Halima. She said, I went with other women from Banu Sa'd searching for nursing babies in Mecca, riding a female donkey in a year of drought, which left us with no food. My husband was with me on an old female camel that would not even give us a drop of milk. In addition, I had a son with me that would not let us sleep at night because of his crying, and my breasts did not have what was enough for him. When we reached Mecca, the Messenger of Allah was shown to every woman, and every woman rejected him because he was an orphan. We all were seeking the reward from the father for nursing his child. Every one of my companions had a child to nurse except myself. I hated to return without having any child to nurse. I told my husband, I swear by Allah, I will return to that orphan and take him. When I returned, my husband said, you did the right thing. May Allah bring goodness through this child. Then Halima continues to say, I swear by Allah, as soon as I put him in my lap, the milk started flowing out of my breasts. Muhammad and my son nursed until they were satisfied. My husband went to the female camel and found her udders full of milk. So we milked as much as we wanted, and my husband and I drank until we were satisfied. That night, we and our children slept full of food and with our thirst quenched. My husband said to me, O Halima, I swear by Allah, I see that you have brought a blessed human. Our children have slept. Then Halima continues to say, we went out of Mecca. I swear by Allah, my female donkey ran ahead of the caravan, and my companion said, surprised, isn't this your female donkey that you rode to Mecca? I said, yes. I swear by Allah that she was ahead of them until we reached our camps. Subhanallah. Then Halima continues to say, we came to the most barren land. I swear by the one who controls my soul, my lambs would go out in the morning with other people's lambs, and in the afternoon my lambs would come back with full stomachs and udders, while their lambs would return hungry and without milk. Then we would drink whatever we desired of the milk, and no one around would even have a drop of milk from his or her animals. The people would ask their shepherds, why don't you graze your sheep where Halima does? So they would graze their animals wherever we grazed ours. Their animals would return hungry without milk, and ours would return full of food and milk. Subhanallah. She continues to say, he became 1 year old and was a strong boy. We went to his mother and I told her, we should keep him lest he would be inflicted with disease in Mecca. I did not want to give him up to his mother because of the blessings that we witnessed from him. We kept on talking with his mother until we convinced her to leave him with us. And then one day, my son came and told us, help my brother from Quraysh, help my brother from Quraysh. Two men came and laid him down and cut open his chest. So we ran fast and found him standing with a changed collar. We both embraced him. He told us, two men with white cloth came and laid me down and cut my chest open. I do not know what they did with me. My husband said, O Halima, this child is hurt, and we need to return him to his family. When we got to his mother, she said, why did you bring him back when you were so insistent on keeping him with you? I said, we have taken care of him and have done what we were obligated to do. Then we feared for him. So his mother said, I swear by Allah, this is not the reason. Therefore, tell me what happened. And then when we told her what had happened, she said, you were worried about him? I swear by Allah, my son will have a great rank. Let me tell you about him. When I carried him, nothing was lighter or more blessed than he was. Then I saw a great light that went out of me when I delivered him, that enlightened the necks of the camels in Busra. When I delivered him, he did not fall as other babies do. He fell with his hands on the ground, raising his head to the sky. Leave him. leave him with me and go back to your business. Subhanallah, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.